unstoppable. That's what you are.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
But too often we think we're supposed to live perfect lives now, better lives now. No. Jesus was a life of suffering. And sometimes the answer to your prayer is no.
Well, my wife went to be with the Lord in 2018. She had cancer. And of course, you know, we were praying and asking God to do a miracle.
Yes.
And I always say, as believers, everyone is healed, but we're not always guaranteed it's going to be here.
But,
because as we go through our trials and tribulations, and in some ways I even think about Jesus going through his trials and tribulations of his life, and he knew, though, there would be a time when he'd be seated at the right hand of God in glory, and that he would really come into that inheritance. But while he was here on earth, like many of us, we're going to go through some suffering and some people's expectations that we can't seem to meet and be disillusioned in many ways.
Well, that's where I'm sharing that. I think there are some churches that develop themselves because they're trying to preach that this is a church of physical healings and those things versus no, the gospel is a life of suffering for the Lord. But the spiritual healing is absolutely true. See, people in the Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago, they were looking for the miracle of no longer being underneath the Roman Empire, and yet he dies on a cross a week later. We're in the 11th chapter of John today, and this is where everything changes. You know, all the other Gospels, the Passion Week is like the last five chapters of these 24-chapter books. The Gospel of John, the first half is kind of about his miracles and things he's done. But a half of his book is all 1 week of Jesus's life. You know, the first 11 chapters is over 3 years, and the second 11 chapters is 1 week. Just think about that. This is how important the time of Palm Sunday to Easter is in his mind, because this is Christ's mission. What did he come to do? This is what's important. It wasn't necessarily all the miracles, though chapter 20 says, I've written these things so that you would believe, right? This is why the miracles were there, to prove who he said he was. He truly is God himself, the Son of God. But the work, his mission, was to pay for the penalty of our sin on the cross. And so Passion Tide focuses on the suffering servant, getting us ready then so that when he comes into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, we would truly know that our king doesn't look like the one with the golden crown and the purple robes on the golden throne, but instead the king looks totally different. Imagine Good Friday. Why is it good? Well, because this is where we finally have the hope of salvation. The true king for us in our lives doesn't look like that grandiose image we have in our heads. That golden crown is exchanged for one of thorns. Those purple robes exchanged for the blue and purple bruising. And that beautiful throne looks like a cross on that tree. That's where he hangs. That's what a king looks like. You know, this is radical, different, and this is the gospel that can truly save us from our sins. And this is why God sent Christ into the world, and he knew this from the very beginning. Well before the foundations of the universe itself, this was God's plan. And it gives us the hope and opportunity that when we believe that Jesus nailed our sins to the cross, we now have a real opportunity to be reunited with God, because I can't earn my way up to heaven and I can't get rid of my sin. I can do nice things. I can add that into my life, but it never gets rid of sin. That takes sacrifice. And so a true king is the one that we read in the Bible, is Jesus, who sacrifices his life for our sake, gives us his righteousness, and he takes upon our unrighteousness, so that we can finally be reunited with the Lord. And like that was radical. When I heard that, the first time blew my mind. And I was like, I've been living for myself my whole life. And I didn't recognize that there was one who they lived their life for me. And I was like, that's the God who has great love for his people. I'm going to worship this Lord. And that's when he took my stony heart that I had all my lives, and he gave me a beating heart of love. And so I'm grateful to be where I'm at to share that good news.
So you're preparing for Palm Sunday this Sunday,
yeah,
at your church. And it sounds like you've been on this this passion tide. This is something that you said comes before Palm Sunday.
Yeah, it's the Sunday before Palm Sunday.
And is it a like almost like the preparation for the coming of Jesus,
yeah,
into Jerusalem, that whole,
yeah,
mindset?
And you kind of get the idea, because, like, you know, what if you're just a church just, I don't know, preaching through the story of Jonah, and then all of a sudden, oh, sorry, but it's Palm Sunday. Let's kick out of Jonah and let's get right into Palm Sunday. I would share that Passion Tide helps you ease into Holy Week. It's kind of a nice transition.
Mm.
So maybe in this next segment here, we could talk a little bit about then what happens between Palm Sunday and Easter.
Yeah, well, I mean, as we celebrate our faith today, certainly there is a big difference between the celebration of Jesus and then really almost a desertion of Jesus by his disciples and, in a sense, by the world itself. They had celebrated him on Palm Sunday as the coming Messiah. He's here, their celebration. And then there's a period where he's pretty much left alone. He's being persecuted, and he's preparing for the ultimate sacrifice at Good Friday. And so let's pick it up. Let's pick it up there, and let's talk a little bit about what you said coming in here today about why Easter.
Yeah.
And how we get there, and
so,
what he goes through.
So again, back to kind of a missed expectations, right? You know, and here he is walking into Jerusalem on a donkey, a colt of a foal, right? A colt of a donkey. And, you know, the days, you know, the first thing that we hear about Jesus is he's saying, you know, he's flipping the tables. He's saying, this is my Father's house. And this is, you guys are a den of thieves, you know, buying and selling. Buying and selling is actually rather normal. It's actually where they were buying and selling within the temple. It's supposed to be done outside the temple. There's a pragmatic part to that. Remember, this is about Passover. You know, you'll always notice that seemingly Easter is always next to Passover. Mm-hmm. You know, you go into Publix, you notice all of a sudden the Coca-Colas have the yellow caps on them, and the, you know, gefilte fish is on the aisle shelves and all that. Well, what's happening, right? So when we talk about Easter, we're also looking at Passover, and this is the annual pilgrimage. All Jews from all places all around the world going to Jerusalem. I mean, this is a big, high holy day. This is second to the Festival of Lights, where Jesus says, I am the light of the world, which that's another story we'll save for another Friday.
Mm.
But here is one of the biggest high holy days of the year. Everyone's showing up. And of course, you're not going to bring rams and doves and all that stuff, but you'll bring some money with you, and you can buy those things outside of the temple courts, mm-hmm, then bring that in to sacrifice so that you can participate in Passover for the forgiveness of sins, and then spend that time in that meal with your friends and family, remembering what the Lord did back at what we see in Exodus. That's what people are doing when Jesus is coming into Jerusalem to celebrate Passover.
When does Passover happen for the Jewish people? And in a way, it happens for us too, but did that already start? I know I have Jewish friends, and I think we're in that season for them too.
Well, right? It's going to be this Thursday into Friday.
Okay, so today is Friday.
Today's Friday, so 1 week.
Within one week,
yeah.
Okay.
Remember, the Jewish days are a little bit different than American days. So we start our days in the morning. The Jews start their days in the evening. So 6 p.m. is a new day.
Mm.
Think about this, the story of creation. You know, it was darkness and light. So, you know, day started 6 p.m. kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where you get your Thursday to Friday kind of conjecture of when was Passover? Because people have questions. Was 3 days, and then there was a resurrection. Wouldn't that be Monday? That's another story. We don't need to go into those details. Yeah. But he's coming into Jerusalem to celebrate Passover. His disciples are getting ready for this big dinner. And as he is asking the disciples, you know, he's going to go pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. Again, here he is. What is he sweating out of his forehead? You recall?
Yes, blood.
Blood. What did Jesus know? Why was he sweating blood? Why was he saying, Father, if anyone could take this cup from me, please?
Well, I know.
What was going on in Jesus' mind then?
Well, I know some people say that he was anticipating separation from the Father when he would actually bear the sin of all of us, that he was really going through this pain and agony of this separation because he took the sin of the world upon himself and the Father looked away. Some people say the torture and the suffering he was having. And you think about it, right? I mean, what's the most suffering any of us as humans would go through in our lives? It's usually over the loss of someone. It's the loss, the separation of you and your loved one, your mom, your dad, a spouse. When you lose someone and you are separated, it is one of the most painful things we go through. So I tend to sort of embrace the idea that as Jesus was suffering in the garden and praying, that he would have the strength to do what he needed to do, and frankly asking the Father if there was another way, he would appreciate it, maybe an option to the cross, you know?
And you know, this is one of the other things that I really began to appreciate about the God of the Bible who sends Jesus into the world is that unlike other world religions out there, and you know, at that point in my life, I had many friends from many different faiths, but truly it's the God of the scriptures that can relate to us. Every other world religion teaches about a God who made the universe and walked away. Christianity is the only really recognition that no, God made the universe and stepped into time and place, lived a life from being conceived to being born to living every day so that, you know, Jesus could always say, you know, we always say, you don't know what it's like to live in my shoes. You don't know what it's like to be me. And Jesus says, I know exactly what it's like. You know, Jesus has experienced suffering in every capacity. That's the God who can really relate with us. That meant so much to me.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Pleens Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
Good country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863-763-8333. You won't be disappointed.
Over the mountains I see your river as a love for me. I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. Happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand, for I will always sing when your love came by. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love.
Come on, everybody.
Over the mountains and the sea, I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. Happy to be in the tree, and I will daily live my life, for I will always see that when your love came down.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. In the midst of chaos, you were made to shine. You were made to succeed. You were made to be God's creation, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God created before the foundation of the world. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall prove to be false. You are more than a conqueror. You shall run and not grow weary. You shall walk and not faint. You shall run through a troop and leap over a wall. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are a child of the Most High God, El Shaddai, Elohim, Yahweh, the Ancient of Days, God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. Did you hear what God just said? Scriptures, His word, the I am that I am, that I shall be what I shall be. He speaks to you now through every scripture that He gave to you that you know was God breathed. Your God says, only believe. You can only bring forth what is in you. You can only bring forth what you believe. The Lord says, I made you for such a time as this. This is your time. So be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Trust in the Lord. He will guide you in all your ways. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will lead you in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You will hear His voice behind you say, this is the way, walk ye in it. He is the rock on which you shall stand. He is your cornerstone. The Lord says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be not wise in your own eyes, but in all your ways acknowledge me, for I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Put on the whole armor, and having done all, stand, for I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And then I looked, and there was a new heaven and a new earth coming down out of heaven, and I heard a voice say, now the abode of God is with man, and I will be his God, and he will be my people. Child of God, it is written, Shalom, Shalom.
My Jesus. It's all I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me.
Join us every Saturday at 7 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM for a special program, Thy Word is a Lamp, where you will hear the dynamic teaching of Sheila Suarez, a fresh manna. Thy Word is a Lamp, the fresh Word of God, children of God.
Thy Word is a Lamp, yeah.
Much. blessed is the morning sky, revealing your perfect light. O star of the morning, there is no depth or height where I can escape your sight. O King of glory, heaven and earth will pass away, but you will still remain. Oh, where could I go? I could not run from you, Yeshua.
Thank you. is.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in an entertaining and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station WCNO.
He is justice, He is mercy, He is spotless, yet carried me dirty. He is jealous and gracious, pursuer and patient, always been brutally kind. He is gentle, you can't tame Him. There is no one,
no one,
no one,
no one,
no one like Jesus. He has,
He has,
He has,
He has
no rival, no one,
no one,
no one. He's a king, He's a servant, voice of thunder, I hear Him whisper. He gives beauty for ashes, gave His life in compassion, always repent on His mind. He was buried, but hell couldn't hold Him. There is no one,
no one,
no one,
no one,
no one like Jesus. He has,
He has,
He has,
He has
no
say, you ain't never gonna make it, boy.
Stop, replay.
Them kind of words change the way I pray. No more God is good, God is great. I've been down before, I mean real low. But don't judge my past, we all friends though. Forgiveness was the key, I was missing bro. But my God is big, Jericho. So I stand with my fist held high and my eyes gaze on almost high. Lord, pour out your love and your glory. I know you supporting me, you the authority. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, you have a plan for me. Hope in the future you said it so candidly. So as day after day goes by, when y'all ask me to testify,
there
I'll point my
no
hands.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
The following program was recorded at an earlier date.